sat down with him to continue our visit. We talked about a wide range of issues, from public policy to the very private areas of faith and family.
I've got to believe you're a more frequent churchgoer than just about any president since Jimmy Carter. Yet, some of your most brutal enemies are Christians, Christian conservatives. They're not so sure you're a moral man. If they could look into your soul, what would they see?
If they could look into my soul, they would see someone whose belief in God and faith is as sincere and deep and genuine as theirs is. And they would probably see someone who is perhaps rightly or wrongly much more humble in his Christian faith than many of them are. I don't see any conflict between a person having deep religious convictions and being an active citizen. But I do think it calls for a little more humility than we sometimes see in condemning the motives and character of people with whom you disagree. That's just the way I was raised to believe, and I've always thought that. I still do.
Does it irk you a little bit that there isn't a little more charity?
No, I think it's all, I wouldn't say irk. I think it's okay for people to feel passionately about their political positions. And it's okay for them to say they think they have to do it because they think it's the right thing to do. But I believe that Lincoln was right. And we should have malice toward none and charity for all. He's, in so many ways, our greatest president. We're celebrating Lincoln and Washington, who were, in different ways, the most pivotal people in our political history anyway.
You've talked about the importance of religion in your life, and as you sit here in the Oval Office and you look around, you see many pictures of your mother, you see a copy of the book that she wrote shortly before she passed away, and you can't help but feel her presence in this room. And I'm just wondering what the past year has been like in the middle of great triumphs and some pretty stunning defeats. How intensely you've missed her and what that's been like
terribly.
For you.
I miss her terribly. Hillary came into me the other night and she said, you know, you still really miss your mother. It's okay to admit it. I thought it was a really wonderful thing for her to say. I do miss her. I think that, you know, as you grow older and more of the people you care about aren't around anymore, I think one of the good things about it is that it tends to make you more philosophical about both the lows and the highs of your life. That, you know, I don't define the character and worth of my life so much in terms of whether things are going well or poorly in any particular week or month. I just try to get up and make the most of every day. I saw my mother do that all of her life under enormous personal adversity. And then after she got sick, I saw her carry on in ways that I couldn't imagine. And I think one of the things that if you love this country and you wind up being president, you just have to reach the point where, you know, if you're really trying to do something and it's a difficult time, you're going to be misunderstood some, and you just can't let either the good times or the bad times get you too far up or too far down. You need to keep rooted. You need to keep centered. And I think the memory of my mother is a big part of that for me.
She was so fiercely protective of you, personally, politically. How would she feel? And how do you feel about
Well, you know, that's why I was so sympathetic to Mr. Gingrich's mother's alleged comment, whatever she said. I think, you know, if your mother's not for you, who's going to be? I mean, that's the way she was. She never hesitated to be critical of me to my face, you know. And when she thought I was making a mistake, or if I asked her opinion, she always said what she thought. But she was always there, and she was a lion-hearted person.
What do you hear her saying to you now as you hear about fellow Democrats encouraging other Democrats to run against you for the presidential nomination in 96?
Let them run. And she would say, just do your job and run hard. You'll be all right.
Not lately, it seems. The shots have gotten more personal, more bitter. That's where we pick up our conversation with President Clinton. Newt and his House Republicans are buzzing right through the contract with America. They seem to be controlling the political agenda in this town right now. How does that sit with you?
Well, first of all, they passed one bill.
Totally.
One bill, which was a bill I strongly supported, which the Republicans in the Senate killed last year, or would have passed last year. The Democrats passed that bill by the same margin the Republicans did, the bill to apply to Congress all the laws they put on the private sector. But it's a good bill, and I'm glad they did. And both houses have passed different versions of a bill to reduce the burden of unfunded mandates on state and local government, which is something I ran for president to endorse. So I like that. And there are a lot of other things that we're trying to do that I hope I'll be in a position to support. I want to reform the welfare system, but unlike them, I think we ought to really require some movement toward education and work. I don't think we ought to just say the states can do whatever they want. We don't care whether people are trying to move to work or not. But it's not all bad. I agree with them that we need a smaller federal government. I'm glad to have some help in making it smaller. When we had reduced the federal government by 100,000 and reduced the deficit by $600 billion in the previous 2 years, we didn't have a lot of help. Now, if we're going to do it in a bipartisan way, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm excited about it. But it's important to remember, too, why we're all here. I don't believe that the role of government is necessarily to do something for everybody, but I don't believe that government should always be out there doing something to people either. I think it's the idea is partnership. What should the government do to enable people, to help them make the most of their own lives? And whenever I can work with Newt Gingrich or anybody else to get that done, I'm going to do it.
I wanted to move on to the issue of the nomination of Dr. Henry Foster for Surgeon General. A key Democratic Senate aide says the nomination is dead and he doesn't understand why you continue to push for Dr. Henry Foster. Is the nomination dead?
Well, let me say this. Key Democratic senators, every time anybody is appointed who's controversial, some of them will call and say, oh, please pull this down so I won't have to vote on it. I don't think it's dead, and I don't think that he has done anything that disqualifies it.
We just have time for one last question, and that is, you've had some of the best of times here in this White House in the last 2 years and have experienced some tough times as well. Been beaten up pretty good by some Republicans and by the press. Some days it must be a little bit hard to get out of bed in the morning. In as a whole, has it been worth it?
Oh, absolutely. I'd do it all again tomorrow. It's always going to be hard in a time of change when you're moving from one era where everybody knows what the rules are and how to keep score in public life into a different era. And we've had a change abroad in terms of the end of the Cold War and the growth of the global economy, and a change at home in terms of the rise of the information age and the unsettling changes that are going on, which are making more millionaires and more opportunity for more Americans than ever before, but also are really putting a lot of pressure on middle class folks. This, you have to accept the fact that there will be tough times, but to have an opportunity to serve in a time like this, it's the best of all times because you're trying to shape the future, and we'll get a new order. And it'll carry America for another generation. And to be in at the groundwork of that, to have a chance to lay those foundation stones, it's been a joy. I've loved it.
Thank you for allowing us to spend some of President's weekend with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.